Welcome to the Poetry Moment as we continue the poems on the general subject of cowboy poetry that came from a larger interview on this subject between poet Dennis Held and, in this case, cowboy poet Dick Warwick. They're on the subject of purpose of cowboy poetry.
And there may yet be some redeeming social value in making somebody laugh every once in a while, especially in times we're in right now.
Yeah, that's true. So a lot of audiences just like to escape, that's for sure.
Do you have one of those poems available for recitation?
I can do an excerpt from one.
All right.
How would
that'd
that be
great.
How would that be? Because a lot of my poems are just extraordinarily long. I don't know why. So this is a poem about going in to get a tattoo.
Is this a poem from personal experience, or is that not something we
I declined to answer that. So I walked confidently right into a tattoo parlor and was immediately accosted by a scruffy-looking snarler. When I told him what I wanted, he impolitely scoffed, "Your skin is pretty thin and your muscles have gone soft. No matter where I picked, I'd be pricking on a wrinkle. You may think you're a young old man, but you're a Rip Van Winkle. From here on out, your skin is going to droop and fold and sag, puckered up and crinkled like a crumpled grocery bag. A tattooed tapestry would hang like tatters on your frame, and the ultimate effect would be like really gross and lame." I said, "What about my back? That skin's fairly tight, and if you put it there, it would be mostly out of sight. You don't have to sign your work, and I can pay in cash. Be a sport and help a guy regain some lost panache." So that's an excerpt. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure I'm ready to let you
go. Oh, it goes on and on and on, and finally ends.
All right. Well, all right, and I can understand why you'd be loath to reveal whether or not lifting your shirt would tell us the truth in this tale. And I appreciate your efforts on my behalf in keeping your shirt on, as a matter of fact.
So I got the poem imprinted upon my shoulder blade in bold-faced type of jet black ink that will not run nor fade. I decided to debut it at a cowboy poet's gathering, so I spiffied up my skin with an extra thorough lathering, put on a shirt with snaps that can open in a flash, and hoped that what I planned would not be viewed as something rash.
Excerpts from a Dick Warwick poem about his adventures walking into a tattoo parlor. My thanks to Dick Warwick and Dennis Held for the interview from which these poems are derived.